This is the Texas Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies.
Coming to you from the epicenter of energy, my name is Jason Spies, and this is the Texas Oilfield Review heard in the Crude Life Media Network. On today's episode, we talk with Ian Vasey, CEO and President of the Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Corporation, about the energy activity happening down in Corpus Christi and the Gulf Coast region. In just a moment, part of our exclusive interview with Ian Vasey, CEO and President of the Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Corporation, right here on the Texas Oilfield Review.
Some folks are doing some very interesting midstream kind of projects. Right now, I just looked at the numbers a couple of weeks ago, and the amount of crude oil that is going, and I used to call it exports, but it's more just kind of like outbound crude, because some of it goes domestic. The Port of Corpus Christi, who we work with, is exporting or moving something like 55% of the U.S. outbound crude. So if you add up everybody else, all the other ports in America, and then you compare it to ours, and you know, we're still ahead by a long shot. It just happens that our proximity to both the Eagle Ford, but more importantly, the Permian Basin, is where all of the major pipelines are bringing product. There's about a dozen major multi-billion-dollar pipeline projects underway to bring product down here from the Permian through the Eagle Ford into Corpus Christi port. And I'm looking at the latest numbers that just came out over on Friday, and the amount of rigs that are active in the Permian is it's up to 444 rigs compared to 339 rigs last year. So it's added 106 rigs in the 12-month period. And that's an indication of the amount of activity that's going on. And one of the things that we are tracking, and the Dallas Fed does a good report on this too. They go and interview a lot of the folks that are the drillers. And to cover their costs, oil needs to be about, you know, somewhere between $35 and $40, low 40s. So when you've got crude sitting in the $60 range, it's still profitable for a lot of the Texas drillers. And that's compared to, you know, other parts of the country where it's break-even points in the high 50s and low 60s, or if you go offshore, it's even higher than that.
To listen to the full-length interview with Ian Vasey, CEO and President of Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Corporation, or to listen to other energy features, visit thecrudelife.com. The Texas Oilfield Review is also on social media. Check out our entire network. That is available at thecrudelife.com. Just click on the social media tab. From the staff of the Texas Oilfield Review, my name is Jason Spies, asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right.
The Texas Oilfield Review is sponsored by thecrudelife.com.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
I got to watch him give a talk at TEDx Brookings, and I saw him come into his own, where he shared uncomfortable things from his past in a way that created a teaching environment. And Eric's somebody that could easily lead with all he's accomplished, and it's a long list.
To find out more information about Hatch coaching or to have Eric Hatch come to your company or event, visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.